Last Sunday, a 32-year-old bullfighter named Lopita Lopez appeared in Mexico City's Plaza Mexico, the largest bull ring in the world. She was inducted into the tiny sorority of Matadoras, professional female bullfighters. For Lopez, bullfighting is all she's ever known and all she's ever wanted to do. NPR's John Burnett caught up with her last month at a bull ring in South Texas.
Deep in the thornbrush country north of McAllen, there's a bull ranch called La Querencia. The owner is a burly 74-year-old former amateur bullfighter who swaggers about and wears his Guayabera shirt open at the top, macho style. In the afternoons, you can find him here in his cantina, listening to Spanish guitars, enjoying a beer buzz, and talking up Mexico's hottest new lady bullfighter, Lupita Lopez.
She's going to be great. She's got this quality and this desire to burn and create art. You'll see it tomorrow.
Fred Rank is her patron, in the style of benefactors who help aspiring boxers and opera singers to get a start. He and his friends put up $10,000 for her sword, cape, and intricately embroidered suit.
We just took her on, and we helped her. She fights, and she fights well.
And she draws. On this weekend, he has promoted her appearance here at his bull ring as the Mayan princess.
Yo soy Lupita López, soy de Mérida, Yucatán.
Lopez sits on a sofa in a guest house. She's striking, with a cascade of dark hair, a fighter's arms, a dancer's body, and disarming eyes. She will not talk of animal cruelty. Bullfighting is a medieval entertainment, but it remains a cultural fixture in some Latin American and European countries, as it is in her own family.
Bueno, yo vengo de una familia de toreros, desde mi bisabuelo, abuelo, padre.
I come from a family of bullfighters, from my great-grandfather, grandfather, father, uncle, and cousins. And so coming from this family, obviously from the moment we wake up until we go to sleep, we talk about bulls.
Growing up on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, Lopez decided she wanted to be a bullfighter when she was 11. During her long apprenticeship, she faced the challenges of a young woman entering the quintessentially male domain of bulls.
Cuando ando sola viajando, cuando hay hombres que piensan que por ser toreras...
When I'm traveling alone, there are men who think that a female bullfighter is an easy woman, and promoters who think because they put me on a bill that I have to sleep with them. I really think being a woman is an obstacle.
Her gender cuts both ways. Some impresarios won't allow her to fight in their plazas, but others actively promote female bullfighters as a novelty and pay them more. Lopez is married to an Italian filmmaker who tolerates but doesn't support her bullfighting career. She's been gored 3 times, once seriously in the groin. At 32, she figures she has 3 or 4 years left in her career. She'd like to have children. Why does she do it?
Es que en ese momento en que estamos toreando, en esos 20 minutos...
In the duration of a bullfight, she says, these are 20 minutes of absolute truth.
De la verdad absoluta.
On the weekend we visited Fred Rank's ranch, she will not conclude the fight by killing the Toro Bravo, the brave bull, with a sword, as is customary. It's against the law. She'll be fighting and testing vacas bravas, brave cows, to see if they have the valor to be returned to the pasture and bred with a fighting bull. Ranch hands goad the skittish heifers into a chute where David Rank, Fred's son and a former matador himself, leans down and glues a plastic flower onto their black hides.
You know, they have to go and take this off the back of the animal to simulate the kill of the bull.
The stands fill up with tourists in caps and sunglasses, most of whom know nothing of the precision and danger of what they're about to witness.
We're waiting on Lupita Lopez, you guys.
Finally, she strides into the bull ring in her blue and gold suit, a long braid falling down her back. Lopez fights the animals in the classic style, with feet planted, back arched, caping to the right, haughty and graceful. The spirited young cows charge and jab with their sharp horns, just like their brothers. That was a month ago. Up until this point, she had been allowed only to fight young bulls. Last Sunday in the Plaza Mexico, Lupita Lopez graduated. She confronted mature bulls that weigh 1,000 pounds each. Now she can be called Matadora de Toros. She becomes one of 4 professional female bullfighters that are active in the world. John Burnett, NPR News.